Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces seizing full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij, that's near the Turkish border. SDF told Reuters its forces were sweeping the city after the last Islamic State militants in the city had fled. U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages whom IS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the terror group. Foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have agreed to boost trade relations and have also pledged greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis, despite their differences on the issue. At a joint news conference, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said he is pleased to see the relations between Turkey and Russia have improved, and that they are moving toward a cooperation on the issues of the region that are important to Iran, Turkey, and Syria. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said Iran and Turkey have shared once again opinions about Syria, but in the coming period, Turkey will evaluate these topics in closer cooperation. He said that they had agreed on Syria's territorial and border integrity. United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. Troops will be deployed to South Sudan's capital, Juba, and are authorized to use all necessary means to enforce their mandate. This is VOA News. The UN Committee Against Torture is warning acts of violence and incitement to hatred against the ethnic Tutsi minority in Burundi could develop into genocide. Chair of the committee, Jens Modvig, tells VOA the committee has received information that reports of violence and torture are politically and ethnically motivated.
Secretary General's Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide has expressed preoccupation that we are in an early stage of something that could develop towards genocide. But you could consider that systematic torture directed towards certain political and ethnic groups would be a early warning sign of a process that could deteriorate into a genocide.
Deadly protests broke out in the capital Bujumbura in April of 2015 following President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Since then, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 275,000 people have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. A member of the committee says the government of Burundi has committed serious violations of people's fundamental rights. He says members are particularly concerned by the many extrajudicial killings, including those of political opponents. U.S. defense officials telling Russia to tone down its tough talk on Ukraine, warning Moscow could inflame our already tense and fragile situation. One defense official said the U.S. has not seen any evidence to support Russian claims that Ukraine has been trying to carry out terror attacks, citing what it called Moscow's record of frequently levying false accusations at Ukraine. At the Rio Olympics, well, this is the way it went for day seven. Some of the events, the first track and field medals of 2016 were awarded, with Ethiopian runner Almaz Ayana taking home the gold and setting a new world record for women's 10,000-meter race. American swimmer Katie Ledecky has smashed the world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle event, while fellow American Michael Phelps was upset in the men's 100-meter butterfly. Ledecky became the first swimmer since American Debbie Meyer in 1968 to sweep the 200, 400, and 800-meter freestyle events in a single Olympics. Joseph Schooling of Singapore has led the men's 100-meter butterfly from start to finish, edging out Phelps, who swam faster than he had done while winning the same event 4 years ago in London. To get more on what's happening at the events, all you have to do is go to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, your host, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and our celebration of the 62nd birthday of one of the greats of modern jazz, the wonderful guitarist Pat Metheny. It's hard to believe that Pat Metheny is 62 years old, but he is so youthful, still going strong with multiple projects just out in the last year, and I'm sure much more coming in the future. He's a prolific composer, always coming up with different projects, and a wonderful guitarist as well. So, Pat Metheny, 62 years old on the 12th of August, we're celebrating on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin with something that is both old and new at the same time. Now, what's the answer to that riddle? Well, it's music that is a modern interpretation of something that was created years ago. In 1963, the U.S. government sent Duke Ellington and his orchestra on a tour of the Far East. They went through Iran, Iraq, and other Middle Eastern countries, and they were to go even further. But in 1963, in November, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and the government brought Duke Ellington back from that trip. But on the trip, he was inspired by what he saw in the Far East and Middle East and wrote the Far East Suite. A new group has put together their modern interpretation of this music. I want to play it for you now. The Slavic Soul Party plays Duke Ellington's Far East Suite, and from that, here's Tourist Point of View to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
rocking a slot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Circus, circus, where the cowgirls fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with purpose. He had dinos and blue bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose there. He was stacking the chips, breaking off the tables, ringing bandits' bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some prisons I lost every dime I laid on the line. But the cleaner from Des Moines to put a coin in the door of the town and get 20 for one. It's just like
recorded live in Southern California in 1979, the great Joni Mitchell with an all-star band that included Pat Metheny on guitar, only in his 20s at that time, his bandmate and his Pat Metheny group, Lyle Mays, on the keyboards, Jaco Pastorius on the bass, and Michael Brecker on the saxophone, alongside Joni Mitchell as they toured the music from her album at that time, Mingus, the music of Charles Mingus. That was The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, one of Mingus's most famous songs. This is Russ Davis, and we mentioned earlier that Pat Metheny had begun his career as a member of Gary Burton's band when he was only 21 years old. In fact, he was teaching at the Berklee College of Music as well as the College of Music in Miami alongside Jaco Pastorius at a very early age. So
He was a master before most people even become students. Let's enjoy conversation with Pat Metheny. We just heard him live on stage, and we'll hear him live again with the Pat Metheny Group after he talks about a place where he has really stood out over the years, and that is on stage and live performance.
You know, Pat, the experience of seeing this band live is always a real mountaintop experience for a listener, for someone who goes to a Pat Metheny Group concert. Give me some of your thoughts about what you think about when you're putting together the band and you guys are getting ready to tour and to perform each and every night at such a high level.
For me, the whole thing of being a musician, getting to go out and play concerts, is such an unbelievable privilege, such an incredible honor, and it's something that I feel so fortunate to be able to do, you know, during my time here on Earth, you know, that every minute of every concert is something very valuable that I would never squander, either for myself or the audience, but especially for the music. To me, it's a little bit like church. That few hours that you spend with sort of the feeling that you're the custodian of the music for that night in that environment is something that I take very seriously, and at the same time feel so thrilled to be able to participate in. And it doesn't matter to me if it's, you know, a little gig or a big gig or a gig where I'm playing a lot of notes, or if I just been playing a rhythm guitar part or whatever. It doesn't really matter. It's more the whole idea of making something about that particular moment in time in that particular house under those particular conditions with that group of people there something special, and to try to address the reality of what that potential can be in the most effective way that I can. And, you know, a lot of that starts way before you get there. A lot of it starts in the years and years of practice that gets you to that point. But more specifically, it starts with the whole idea of thinking of it as something that is just precious, you know, and important and valuable. And for me, I've been lucky to be around lots of musicians over the years that approach playing music that way, in that every gig they play it sort of like it's the last time they're ever going to play. And I, in return, sort of insist on that from the people that I play with.
The uplifting music of the Pat Metheny Group live, Beat 70 from the album The Road to You. And here's another pretty good guitar player too with an all-star band. Here's Wes Montgomery on guitar with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on the drums. Recorded in New York City in 1960 from the album The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery, here's his classic song, 4 on 6, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Wes Montgomery in one of the great recordings from the decade of the 1960s, released in 1960 to be specific, and that certainly became one of the most famous songs ever from that famous guitarist. We have another famous guitarist in the spotlight on this edition of Jazz America, Pat Metheny, turning 62 years old on the 12th of August. Lots of celebration to come, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Good morning. My name is V. Lamine Bakior Gray. I am a Liberian. I really enjoy listening to your show, The Jazz Show. I thank you for making me happy every time I monitor you on Jazz. Kindly play for and for the listening audience anything from the 50s. Thanks and have a wonderful weekend. Well, thank you so much, Lamine. It is my pleasure to play for you something from the 50s, as I mentioned. We just heard one of the great releases from the 1960s. Well, now I've got one of the most famous releases of the 1950s and maybe one of the most famous in all of jazz history. It was released in 1950 originally, and it's been released in many different forms over the years. It's Charlie Parker with strings. Instead of his small bebop combo, he added a small string section to some of the classic songs in jazz history, and it became an instant sensation in 1950, the year before I was born, as a matter of fact. So we're going back in history, and I hope you'll enjoy East of the Sun and West of the Moon, Charlie Parker with strings on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. You Pat Metheny fans know that song, that melody, so familiar. So May It Secretly Begin, the name of the piece. Interpretation by Pat Metheny and Polish singer Anna Maria Jopek, who approached Pat Metheny when he was on tour in Poland and said, "I know your music. I would love to record some of your songs and add my own lyrics and sing them in Polish. Would that be okay with you?" It was okay with him, and it became the Anna Maria Jopek album Upojeni, which, according to my understanding, is in the Polish language, intoxication. So I hope that was an intoxicating listening session to the song So May It Secretly Begin. Pat Metheny, there's so much we could say about him. Born in the middle of the 20th century and one of the masters of the 21st century of jazz. We're going to hear some of the futuristic sounds of Pat Metheny in just a bit. But right now, let's talk with him about something that has been in my mind about him since the very beginning, the first time I ever saw him and the last time I saw him, which was just last summer at the Detroit Jazz Festival. He just doesn't seem to age. He is maybe not as young as he used to be, but he certainly is just as youthful. Let's talk to him about that now.
You know, you are such a unique, I mean, I how can I use a cliche word like this, but you are an absolutely unique person and artist. And as a person, you've always seemed like a kid. And when you turn 75 years old, I have a feeling you're going to be a kid. You're going to be that happy-go-lucky, I'm a player, I'm out there, I'm doing it, I feel good, you know, that's the way you were when you were 20 when I first met you, in your 30s and the 40s. But at the same time, you were, when you were very, very young, and I want to ask you when this happened, had sensibilities attuned enough to the intricacies of music to hear something like other people can. In other words, you were an old soul. So you're young and you're old at the same time. As a person, that's my observation. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would take all of those as compliments. First of all, thank you. That's very nice. And this thing of being young is something that I've seen in many, many people that I feel are heroes of mine. Roy Haynes is a great example.
I interviewed him about 6 months ago, and I felt the exact same way. The guy is 80
amazing.
Years old, and he seems like, and he looks, he's pumped up and yeah. everything, too, physically and mentally.
And also, his curiosity is sort of unabated. Mm-hmm. He just wants to know what's happening, mm-hmm. really. He wants to know what's going on. And he's really curious. He really keeps his ears open. And Sonny Rollins is another one. I just feel like, you know, those guys, and you know what? I'm sure both of them were just like that when they were 16. Mm-hmm. You know, and on the other hand, I can think of some people who, when they're 17 or 18, are already kind of crotchety, you know. You know, I was on a situation where there were like some kind of like, you know, let's call them young lion kind of guys, you know, and there was a VCR in this control room, you know, it's like, you know how to work that thing? And like, you know, I mean, these guys were like 20, 21. No, I don't know how to work one of those gall darn things. I mean, it's like, man, you guys are, you know, you're talking like you're 90-year-olds, you know, and Roy was in the other room. He's all show you how to, you know, I mean, it's just the contrast was so striking that it was sort of like, okay, you know, it doesn't really have to do with chronology. It's much more about
the spirit.
Thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, here's a portion of one of the most ambitious projects Pat Metheny ever undertook, the Pat Metheny Group, and a portion of The Way Up on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Pat Metheny playing live, and all of the backing instrumentation keyed by electronics. That is a portion of his brilliant work, Orchestrion, a piece entitled Stranger in Town. I saw him perform that live. It was absolutely astounding, as is so much of the music of Pat Metheny, 62 years old on the 12th of August. Happy birthday, Pat. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me, and on the next edition of the program, I'll take you to the 62nd Newport Jazz Festival. We'll talk to Dave Liebman, NEA Jazz Master, Stefan Harris, Young Master of the Vibes, Dave King and Reed Anderson of the band The Bad Plus, and harmonica great Gregoire Mare. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me then.